This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Franklin Finney, FranklinFinney. Date of birth, September 24, 1990. Date of appointment, November 21, 2023. Requesting physician. Chaudhary Mumtaz, Chaudhrymumtaze. Dear Dr. Mumtaz, I have the pleasure of seeing Franklin Finney today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he is 33-year-old, right-handed Caucasian man who has a history of skateboard accident when he was teenage. He fell and hit his head. He was admitted to the Albany Medical Center and had some brain surgery on the left side. Patient does not remember anything, and he is not cooperative for giving the history. Instead, he is saying, you can get my history from the medical record, which is not available. He had a history of epilepsy since that accident, and he was in the prison recently. He did not have primary care doctor, but now he found the one doctor. He was out of medication, so he had a couple of seizures, and he went to the St. Mary's Hospital for that. For seizure, he is taking zonisamide 600 milligram daily and Keppra 250 milligram 2 times daily. Past medical history: traumatic brain injury, epilepsy, GERD. Past surgical history: brain surgery, allergy to sulfa and nickel. Social history: he stopped smoking. He is also ex-alcoholic. He stopped drinking 3 years ago. He uses pots. He is single, lives with a friend, have 2 children. Family history: mother deceased, father, he doesn't know about him. 1 sister, 1 brother, doesn't know about any medical issue. Review of the system: I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he had a traumatic brain injury and seizure. Physical examination: blood pressure 130/80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1-S2 regular, in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, ball sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination: patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3. Speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is decreased on the right side. Finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination: strength 5/5. Deep tendon reflexes 2/4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan: 33-year-old, right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, traumatic brain injury. Number two, epilepsy. Number three, decreased hearing on the right side. Number four, history of alcohol abuse. Number five, history of drug abuse. Next paragraph, at this time I would like to order the EEG. I would like to continue the zonisamide 600 mg per day and Keppra 250 mg 2 times daily. If necessary, I'll increase the Keppra. The importance of taking medication regularly explained to the patient. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see him back in my office in 3 months.